Man, it's good to have you here. We like to cover a wide range of topics on the program, as you know. My next guest, Craig Rucker, is co-founder of the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow, CFACT. And they have a coalition suing to block Dominion Energy's Virginia offshore wind project to protect the endangered right whale. The right whale, down to 200 or 300 known species. I mean, it's hard to keep track of the whales, but it's very limited. It is certainly critically endangered, and they want to stop that from being destroyed because these wind farms create disturbances in the ocean that causes these whales to become distressed and to die. Craig, welcome to the program. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me on, Steve.
This is an important, I was talking about this a bit earlier. The Klamath River in Oregon, they took the dam out. They have completely destroyed the river because they didn't do it mindfully. What should be fishable water is 6, 7, 8 feet of contaminated mud. So I see these environmentalists with these great intentions of doing all these great things for the planet, and a lot of these great things turn out to be anything but great, don't they?
You know, it's amazing to me. There was a time when you heard a phrase like save the whales. It was kind of a knee-jerk thing. You thought maybe that was from the political left side of the spectrum. But actually, there are now groups like ours, this Committee for Constructive Tomorrow, teaming up with the National Legal Policy Center and the Heartland Institute, which are known for our more free market conservative viewpoints, that are the ones going to bat for the whales. And you'd wonder why this is. Well, the times they are changing. That's to quote Bob Dylan from back in my day.
Well, from another left is right. You know, look, I'm a conservationist. I'm not an environmentalist. And a conservationist is somebody that cares about the whales, cares about habitat, cares about how things actually work in the environment and in the ecosystem. Environmentalists are political activists who want to build windmills because it makes them feel good about themselves. It is virtue signaling on a grand scale for them. But the truth is, these windmills create vibrations, frequencies, that apparently screw these whales up and causes them to have, well, bad outcomes. They die, Craig, as a result of these windmills, don't they?
That's exactly right. And part of the reason we're launching this lawsuit is that the Biden administration, which, again, you would think would be for the whales, and the environmental groups are not doing proper environmental impact statements. Typically, what you would do is look at how whales would be impacted when they have to go through wind farms that exist in Virginia, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, and cumulatively see what those impacts are of going through all those wind farms. But that's not the way they did this particular one. What they did is they looked at each one individually and said that, you know, in terms of the whole population, this one wind farm won't kill more than maybe a few of them. But if you do the cumulative impact, you'd see that it could potentially wipe out the entire right whale species, of which there's only 350 left. And we're just calling, with our lawsuit, the government to go back and do a cumulative impact before they proceed with any more construction of offshore wind and potentially decimate a species that's critically endangered.
Right. And you make a point, Craig. Normally, this would be the purview of those on the left. That's who would normally be doing something like this, filing a block, an injunction, a lawsuit to stop construction of something else. But this time, it's the people on the right doing the right thing for the right whale. Listen, the right whale got named because it was the right whale to kill back in the whaling days. That's how it was named, because it wasn't too big, it wasn't too small, it produced the right amount of product, being, you know, whale oil and all those different things. So the right whale was basically hunted to near extinction. We have now rallied some. 350 is better than we were just 10 years ago. If there are 350 individuals that can be identified, we're in better shape with that population. So we have a limited amount of time to save what's left. That's the bottom line, isn't it?
It is. And what's we're seeing right now, since they've been mad rush to get this offshore wind by 2030. They want to put in 30,000 megawatts of it, 3,000 plus wind turbines. There's been more beachings and more whale bodies that have washed up dead on the shores. We've had four of them already just in the last 2 weeks, a couple off Virginia Beach and a couple in New Jersey, and they're continuing to die. And this is what even the EPA says is an unusual mortality event that's been occurring concurrently with this bid to put in offshore wind farm, and they're not putting the brakes to it.
Right. It is up to this. Look, these turbines are destructive from start to finish. First of all, China burns more coal than any nation on Earth. And they burn a lot of coal to help create solar panels and wind turbines, which, by the way, are built out of so-called fossil fuels, hydrocarbons, right? So you've got, that's where it starts. Then you buy them from China, which is bad for our economy. Then you bring them over and set them up, and you plow farmland, you put them out in the ocean, you disturb ecosystems, and you put them up. And they don't just kill whales, they chop eagles in half. We've seen the videos now of large, beautiful birds. The tip of that turbine moves at 175 miles an hour or faster. The birds can't calculate that. Their brains don't work to calculate the speed of that oncoming turbine blade, and they get killed. So when are we going to stop messing around with bad technology that will not power America and is killing eagles, is killing whales, it is killing the environment, Craig? It is time to say no more.
Well, we couldn't be in more agreement with you. And we're taking on the onshore wind as well. You mentioned about this bit about killing eagles and condors and raptors and things of that sort. It's amazing to me that the Biden administration is actually, again, kind of circumventing the ESA in that they're allowing the wind farm companies on land to be the ones to count the number of eagles that they may kill. They're not even sending out Fish and Wildlife Service people to keep them accountable. They're just believing the industry. They would never do this with oil and gas. They would never do this with a mining company.
No,
but they are cutting.
If you had two Canada geese that died in a settling pond of a place owned by Shell or BP, they'd be in a federal lawsuit paying huge fines for a species that is overproduced, right? The Canada geese are everywhere. Every golf course, every park in America seems to have the things. And yet if an oil company did it to one of these birds, not even an endangered species, they'd get fined out the yin-yang. That's the best word I can use, by the way, today, Craig. I mean, it's beyond double standard.
Well, and that's why we're bringing our lawsuit along with the Heartland Institute and the National Legal Policy Center because of the heavy environmental footprint we're seeing from so-called green energy. It needs to be stopped.
Well, I hope that you guys are successful because you're right. Green energy has blood on its hands, so the green turns red, apparently. Craig, greatly appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, you bring me an update when we know more. All right, there you go. Let's see. What else do we have here? Coming up, we got Jason Pye, Senior Policy Advisor for FreedomWorks. Vote yes on the Tax Relief for American Families and Workers Act. We'll see if we can get that done at FreedomWorks, trying to save us from Joe Biden. And if you want us to do something cool for your dog, get them the best dog food. Hey, that's my advice. Do something cool for your dog. Get the best dog food from GreatLakesPetFood.com. It's an American-made pet food, not Chinese garbage. American-made dog food right here in Michigan, West Michigan. They use pork, chicken, turkey, real food for real success with your animals. What we've been feeding our dogs for a very long time. Great Lakes Pet Food. Try that. And when we come back, we'll talk about the Tax Relief for American Families and Workers Act and what it means going forward. It's all coming up on the Steve Gruber Show.
Weather gets colder, it's a good idea to layer up with scarves, hats, and mittens. Another layer of protection this season is to get your flu and COVID-19 vaccines. You can get both vaccines at the same time. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/COVID-flu-RSV and layer up for some added peace of mind. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad